The biggest effect of Western sanctions on Russia is to reduce long-term investment in Russia, both on the part of foreign investors, especially Western investors, but also on the part of Russians who are deciding whether to keep their money in Russia or to invest it abroad. And so as long as sanctions are in place, in addition to the specific legal restrictions that they impose, they also just add an additional level of risk that makes investors wonder whether their investments will be safe in Russia and encourages them to look to other markets. And so by almost any estimate, there's certainly been a decline in long-term investments in Russia due to the sanctions. But Russia's also been harmed, in my view, by the counter-sanctions it imposed in retaliation against the EU and the US sanctions that were enacted in late 2014. Russia responded by banning the importation of a variety of Western food products into Russia, and Western countries, especially European countries, supplied a significant amount of Russian foodstuffs. And after that point, prices for Russian food increased fairly significantly, which had relatively small effects for European farmers who were able to sell their goods in other markets, but had a pretty significant effect on Russians who found that food prices were higher, and as a result, they had less money to spend on other goods. So from the perspective of the average Russian, although I think most Russians wouldn't put it this way, I think this is an accurate way to describe it, is that the counter-sanctions actually hurt Russians more than they hurt European or American farmers. But you certainly do see a growing discourse in Russia about the benefits of import substitution, the idea here being that Russia can develop new industries and therefore become less reliant on buying goods from abroad. But when you look at this in detail, what you see is that although there's been some success in agriculture, in growing new agricultural enterprises, thanks in part to the counter-sanctions, broadly speaking, it's hard to find other success stories where Russia's been able to develop new industries and reduce its reliance on imports. Instead, what it's had to do is just pay more for the imports that it purchases because the ruble is far cheaper in comparison to the euro or dollar or other trading currencies that the Russians interact with. So in my view, although the slogan of import substitution is a popular one in Russia, the reality is much less than you might think listening to Russian politicians speak.